So we see that Rashi, doesn't mean that Abu Dhabi is like that. Only people have always think that way.
So, in other words,
so they would explain
it, let's say, and they put out $10. So
people think that way, but LPMS
put a $10.
It's real gettable,
but they say
it's not allowed. So now
they
think it's so
different. $10.
So it's not very of Hamas. So then of the Kiasmomik. So that kind of Hamsen.
They are two shot in the shade.
It's not even white Hamsen by the Gemara.
So
that kind of a Hamsen
would be called
not the Gemara.
So he cannot collect.
But when the Gemara say, we see what you have done, you can another kind of Hamsen. A Hamsen would be taken without the Gemara. But to take the events by paying
so there
for price and to attack no one by the owner. But the Aknoye,
the one who won,
the owner was Makne because of the coercion,
but
and the threat, so that was exerted upon
him.
So he gave it. That is not even Lisachme.
But he did not put it
on the even according to the Rambam, that he is even Lisachme. So it's not the Rambam, he's even Lisachme.
So
if a person agrees to sell because of undue pressure, because the other fellow doesn't leave him alone, he keeps on calling him 10 times a day. So that's not in itself.
So
he certainly that can become possible.
So if it's not a smachte when he puts it on the down, so it's not a smachte when it's mamono also.
It's not a smachte.
But two, it's not a smachte even when it's mamono. But then what kind of it? How is the Yisraelis created? You cannot create an Yisraelis. How can you affect Yisraelis?
Through a Kenyan,
Sudan, or Shtar.
There are ways of affecting Yisraelis. But just by saying, now, if you go to a certain place, so, I mean, that might be Pule, but he says, if it will rain tomorrow, so I'll give you $100 if it will rain tomorrow. So that doesn't create an Yisraelis.
Now,
if you go
to the
mountain,
tame it.
So it's not a smart thing. Even in the case where they don't put it on the table.
And what is that?
What kind of guest is that?
They don't put it on the table.
So even Shimon, they play
because
and they agree.
The one who wins the game,
who has a pigeon.
So we get $10 from the other fellow.
In his love code does not have
so
a real title.
So he cannot be men. $10
does not make time because there was no
so
key.
So the war to attract
the by sending
dollars down.
But there was no key.
The pigeons, machine,
they put the $10 on the table.
So the table
of the musha of the other
to both of them.
So it's only
hotza.
So
it's a hotza.
He's a gentleman. So the words.
Then steal
that whatever
the mishnah said
is possible.
Get the $10.
So
moving on,
the man of
machine
and the economic
is musha.
The Gemara says
the Shas Musha,
we see following Kasvoni,
to mean Kasvoni,
some
way
of Kashi Nikot. So originally,
this man on the Shas put a $10 bill.
So they will not declare this Psulim
later. This is how,
why not?
This is how,
because they are not.
So it's an asmach.
There are mishnah.
What we see between the goyim smiles.
But the mandora says,
suppose
the mishnah is are.
Suppose
they are
are.
And we don't only sell gezel in the
shore.
And the mishnah mentions
the goyim smiles. It doesn't make any difference when they put it on the table.
The hode am
so when they put it on the table.
Koya
push the
dig the meyeh.
In other words,
the reason
is because there has to be a kinyan.
That the
but,
one
but,
who says it,
according to the Mordechai, so that words, when he puts it on the table, so then it indicates, it shows
that
he's really, he really made up the
he will not have mention
that
washing of the dark
shoulder. He put it on the table.
But
if they didn't put it on the table, just the king and another king and
not
put it on the table.
So the first wash is
so then it's a smach
that
it's a smach
that even though
it's not even
you're not a kohen gadol.
That's not a
kohen gadol. So one who was a veya, and is a gezel from darkish sholem, so he was postulated. But and that's the reason as to why Mafrichayenim was postulatus according to the Dinah Mishnah. But according to the Dinah Mishnah, the Gazlan of Mitzias Chershel Cotton is not postulatus. Why not? Because Mitzias Chershel Cotton is Loishchich. So Mele. So Mele is not possible. That's why this can be understood. Now the Rambam says that Mafrichayeni is possible only one who is addicted to Afarasyeh. So in other words, so Mele, so too, that the one who is addicted to the act of sending out the koi birds in order to attract other birds from other sheikhs. So he's postulated because he can be considered as making a numinous out of it. Mashaking someone who is accustomed to take away the mitzvahs of a chershel kohen. True, it's his custom, but you cannot be considered as making a numinous out of something that is not shliach. So Mele, originally, while the Chachmei HaMishneh declared Mafrichayeni, those people who are in the habit of sending out the koi birds as postulates, so they did not declare the Gazlonim of a Mitzias Chershel Cotton as postulates, even one who is addicted to the taking away of the Mitzias Chershel Cotton, because that in itself is a shame. So then it's
received.
Because of Adonai Kiyos, the intent of the Sumi the Raisi, the Kober Alad Lisachmei, Alad Lisachmei. So Tesis in the Kashi is assumed, like Tesis. So, in the Kashi, Tesis assumed that one is able to Sachmeid even if he pays it. So, how did the Gemara say that Chamsi? What is Chamsi? Chamsi is one who takes away the benefits of the other.
But he gives him money for it.
So, originally it wasn't even possible with Rabbah. And then the Chachmei al Raise or Meisi, that he should be possible with Rabbah. He should be possible with Raise. He's even Lisachmit, and Lisachmit is the love of the Kichas Momin of Chomos, just like the love of Lisigzel.
ויש לי מעדו, יסח מגמשמע, לא יוידומה, וחיוי דומה, לקל, וחיוי דומה, לקל, וחיוי דומה,
so I mean,
this is expressing
for pure self-efficacy
that it's not just so people make a mistake.
That the
business is like, which is not really sad.
But if it's just
why originally was not possible, not only was it not possible, I think it was even more possible.
Originally,
so the Rabbi was dead. The Rabbi was dead.
It's like,
Vin Tema. So the Bobitzia Isachmi,
Dago
is Machmi, the Dome Mashmalu, Mashmali, Shedaki with the Mishtamakah. I will hate Tay, Isachmi, Habe, I will hate Dome,
let's say,
the Shlema, the Mashmalu, the Koma,
not the one put it on the table. That
this is according to the Agoismani,
because that there is even Babonos.
But of course, the Russian is strange, I mean. If this is MS, why does the Mora say, we sat with you, we told
it on the table. Because if it is Babonos,
Mashbel,
my Ezekiel is like it.
The English lady, the Hoche Hoche Koma.
If you don't get out,
who in Pais in the same Achille and Bureta,
suppose there will be another king.
In case of the Rakhnoi, אם כן יעבר לבלי סך, כיוון דחוזה, דשקלה בעל כוחי, בעל כוחי, ולא יוחי שישים יספייסו,
סו
פסלים.
Even if it's not the best nechoshim.
Now, so what is the Yiddish Lema say? The Yiddish Lema says that we sachme, we don't have mashma, means people think that way.
It's not as smart.
People think that way. So Menele,
so
Menele is not the choshim.
So
Menele is not the
choshim. So he doesn't put it on the
table. And because of that,
אם
כן יעבר לבלי סך, כיוון דחוז. So, if they say ריצה ליסוד זה והקנוי גמור, so then there is certainly not a יום סך. So because of that, חכמי המשנה did not declare them
of giving myself to him later by virtue of the fact
because there was a knoy, because there was a knoy gmur. כיוון דחוז. The shackle of the
Chayesuda.
Will you hear him in his voice?
Is the reason why he came here?
So, too, they still kept out giving money. But they did not wait for the Aknois. They did not wait for the Aknois. So, the Melee, they were even as much
as each one.
They were even as much.
Each one.
So, the Hakusins, they were even as much. But, mit der Reise der Apostel, because this is the years, that the Psul of Roshi is the Psul of Chosho, so seems people erroneously think, seems people erroneously think that
so
Lysachme is only when you don't give money, but when you give money,
that's enough.
Even though there is no Aknoi at all,
the
house just takes it, and the other one is not the market. It's not
Makkah.
So, even after all the force that was used against the owner, so the owner refuses to be Makkah. So the Hamsun just takes it and so it's down the money for the Chayyim. So the Melee, is not possible to be Chayyim. He's not possible either because the Chayyim
personally
the Pshat. And we say, I mean, you don't know, that people really think that Al Pidin is
Mutter. Tell it to each other.
Oh,
I'm giving you to $10.
The Amir Ahetel Ha'atz Mo Mekenz the Torah. I mean, the Amir Ahetel Ha'atz Mo Mekenz the Torah.
So he
gets it.
He
doesn't
know
what it's going to be. See, I said. So, since the Amir Ahetel Ha'atz Mo Mekenz the Torah is not Meir Ahetel within the Torah, within the framework of the Torah, but Meir Ahetel against the Torah, So what would the Abishoyim be? But the Gabbis later, so the Shem Roshe is based upon the Shem Roshe. So anyone who is a Roshe, and he's Meir Ahetel Ha'atzmo,
may be
a
Roshe.
So a Shem Roshe, he doesn't have. So the Raisin is not possible.
But, because it's the Gabbis Ha'atzmo.
So
it's not even what's
up to
the
Chachomim Ha'atzmo. So
the two, that is my mission, and the in the border Haifa would be.
Levi,
so
this is
if not for Rashi, we could say that the reason why they are Tisroel.
This Levi, the third person,
is more, is possessed by.
So he's enough.
Because now Tisroel, all
guess.
The Sodeis, was
and
so cheap
and says, no, Levi, where is
the
person who fed
so
is not
there. So most Sodeis
so they're not
to not.
So
so it means that he is indifferent
who?
Toward sure, the domain of Jews. So that's why it's more possible than
Rubin says,
if not for
that
the
Levi is in
Rashi. But
Rashi
explains
that Levi is not in
so he should have his oil, so the question arises. So that any Jew
is, as I say, that Levi is in
who doesn't care for Yishuv
so
his oil should be postulated.
There
is no such a
law. I am in Oz.
There is no such a law that any
and
Jew
says,
who is
without
the
mitzvah
of Yishuv
Yisrael should
not be postulated. So he says,
but
if it is true, Rashi can explain that. Because Rashi, Rashi says,
not in
Oz,
the
Rashi says, I mean,
so in other words, each one, this is how Rashi
that all those who are postulated in the apostles
of Kaptah.
So they are postulated because the Chshidem Mishkul Akre Vasu De Shakre.
Either
so
he's in Oz Yalevi or he's not in Oz.
Here,
so
it's not just that he is misalzling Yishuv
HaTzvoah.
In other words, here, he doesn't care for the property of other Jews. And in addition, he doesn't even care
if it is
for the fact
that
is destroyed. So in other words, those rei who are so indifferent, they are indifferent to the rights of other Jews. They allow the
Levi
to graze in the fields of other Jews, and they are indifferent to the fact that Israel is destroyed. So mele, the Chachomim are saying that they should be
punished.
Now, so the more the case, umi omarove hoche, omarove reyo beimadako beavishoy zurin. So there is a stir between the two members of
both.
Here Rabbi says, there is a distinction. There is a distinction between so
how does Rashi explain
God? In other words, when it says,
so it's still a smach. What is it?
When it says,
so we can understand.
So that means when Rabbi says,
like all the other,
when
Rabbi
says,
like
it doesn't make any difference.
Like
so it gives reference to someone who sends out the
business. It just says, let's say,
so they are so it's possible
because. The
but then
when
Rabbi says that Rehobeim Magaso is
cautious,
and even Rehobeim Dakos only about his oil is
possible.
So he has reference to someone who keeps it in his own, who keeps the behemoth in his own, in his own, in his stable.
Hold to
his mind, is this power. He can, if he keeps it in the stable, so it's also in his own. So be based.
So he didn't really mean it.
So
is it violent?
So in Chutz Loretz.
So
in Chutz Loretz. So in Scotia. If he.
He doesn't mind because he doesn't deliberately send out the Bein Dako.
Many times the Bein Dako by itself goes out, and he doesn't.
Rashi says.
So that's the difference between
between Reye and Megabe. You see, Reye means someone who sends it out. But Megabe means he keeps it in his home, in his stable. But if the behemoth goes out, it doesn't mind. If the behemoth by itself doesn't mind, it goes out, it doesn't mind. He doesn't run after the behemoth and bring it back into the stable.
So each one,
He deliberately lets the behemoth go out, and he knows that the behemoth will go, but will step on the fields of our things. So then it's possible to be a castle, and then soil,
he took it for granted,
he doesn't make
it. Not other fellows.
Doesn't they?
As the Gemara says,
So Gemara says, now, Lidine,
suppose
so the Mele says, it means Lidayone, it's not
Lidus.
So it doesn't mean Reye, but it can mean even Megadil. Someone is ignorant, so Mele Lidayone is first.
Between them.
Well, my Lidayone is not in us. Kolbit Lidayone
is not in us. Levi is not in us.
Name. So why can't you sleep in Boko?
And who should say?
And the money will rise in the
So you would
so then I'll
shame him keen with it.
Why it says the real Boko also. So it emphasizes the psu of Rosh. Not the psu of doing it.
He is in us. Levi is in us.
So Levi
is not in us.
I feel a hundred lish.
So then, outwards,
that the king of Nami means someone who's in us. Not someone who is a Rosh who sends out it. Between the Zahimes to the field of Amis, someone is ignorant. So why does he say
so? We say that it's a smart.
So the Chiddush is that if he is Mikabeo,
so
one could say that Kabbalah is effective for someone who doesn't know it is not allowed. But it's not such a big amount. But if somebody would become someone who is big amoret, so then Kabbalah is ineffective. So
Kamashim,
he wouldn't have that even someone who is an amoret, who doesn't know anything, but if the Baladin was Mikabel, so it's effective.
He was laboring under the assumed premise that he is not doing it. No other way, it cannot be any other way.
So the main thing is like Mohavera, there is no Mikabelun or lie.
So in the case, if let's say if Ruben said, Levi is not in us.
From this Gemara we see that
Levi is not in us.
That it's Meshchicha Bishu.
Not in us.
In other words, you see, a Jew who didn't learn Torah, but if he mingles
if
with Levi, Jews who learn Torah, he knows
if
something.
Levi is in us here.
Even though he didn't learn himself,
that Levi is in us here.
As a result of his contact with Jews who know,
so maybe
he picks up.
Then there
he picks up a lot of Yiddish, but someone who stays is never been sure who is an
Israel.
It does because he was sure.
Jews,
you know, who know something. So he really doesn't know anything.
That
so one could say
is not, you know,
that
the Twins Kabbalah effect.
It seems to him someone like Kabbalah Jew is not allowed to live in.
Who didn't learn here, but should be who lives in the city, who comes simply to become in contact
with him. So he was sure that even though he didn't learn to himself, he doesn't know anyway.
So he says, as a result of his contact with Jews, who know
Levi is enough.
So he picked up something. So such a person can be an analogy. But when someone is in Kabbalah Zionic, a person who always stays at the fire, who never comes in contact with Jews, who know Torah.
So he doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything.
He is enough.
He doesn't know anything. So why? So Kabbalah should not be
sure.
That Kabbalah should not be affected.
And then he said, if Levi is in Austria, then I will have an expression.
So
that means that he wanted to become one of us. Otherwise,
he should be
sent to asylum. I mean, if it didn't want to be in Europe, if it didn't
if want someone wanted to say about a certain person that's
so, and he was screaming, I say, that Levi is not here,
what is the
and he doesn't want to be in Austria, why does he say if Levi is in Austria?
Simon works on a farm, so it's not
so show him. So what's the analogy between this
Jews who use the expression poya get contempt for working on a farm? There's nothing wrong with working on a farm. But it means, let's say, someone that
two kinds of capital.
There is an amore
to this case. Not the way
he didn't learn, but he always mingles with Jews who learn. So melee to the he picks up many ideas as a result of his mingling with them. But someone who stays on a farm,
Ruby
and
said,
who never,
not
very seldom he comes in the city,
I know,
he never
sure
mingles with the
and he said,
so he thought he had no opportunity to pick up
any ideas.
So
that's not as I said.
That's an Amora.
So then I'm an Amora.
So this is really what the Amora says.
And the other one also says, that's the way of the issue.
Even it turned out, an ignorant
and then
Jew,
turned out, that Levi is a
Jew who lives on the farm all the time.
So we should say,
I mean, who doesn't mean, who never mingles,
he
never
says
any,
if
any
Levi is not in us,
so even such a person, one can be Mikabel.
If Levi is in us, then it turned out,
Mikabel,
Levi is in us.
So it is,
and
it is,
and Ruben said, Levi is not in us here, and if Levi is in us here, then I'm in us. So we say no. Talmud says no, because that is like, then we can understand. Then we can
understand
the analogy between Sachi the Kuvi and Kosh. But according to Rashi, what kind of analogy is there?
There is no analogy.
And
there is no analogy.
So it's possible. Stam Gabai Kosh. Adi Shaminon Bein the Shoko Yisert.
That he collected more than the weight that is thrown to him by the king. All right. Avui the Rabzeire, Ovet Gav Yuset Leis Hashni. So, for 13 years, he was a gabbai for Texas. Kavose Rishnare Limote, it doesn't mean that he volunteered to be a collector. He's probably told it was imposed upon him. So, maybe he had no other alternative. But, Kavose Rishnare Limote, so when the Rishnare, the chief of the chief came to the city. So Kavechozer Abonon, Skavechozer Abonon, so if Avuyet Reb Zeire saw the Talmid HaChomim, so Omalei Leich Ami Beibichadarecho, Leich Ami Beibichadarecho. Now, Rishenim explained it, that those taxes were determined on the basis of the number of inhabitants in a certain city. A certain city. So if the chief came, the chief collector, so came to the city, now he didn't take his census, but he just took a guess. He just took a guess. I mean, the same way, I mean, as it was in Palestine under the Turkish government. And that's the way it was in Tsarist Russia also. So they, when somebody had to report, to be inducted, now the law was that at the age of 18, everyone who lived in Russia or who lived under the Turkish government, so he had to be inducted in the law. But
There was no system of
in
those days.
The other way.
So how did they determine whether someone was 18 years old or was not 18 years old? Anyone between 18 and 40 had to be inducted into the army. But how did they determine, how did the government determine when someone was less than 18 or more than 40? So the law was,
and it turned out
there was a committee
not
a of the prayer
that he is innocent.
Why so he said he had to report
he was
to
sure that he's not in
the report.
So
the draft board and that committee, that draft board had to decide
so
when the person is less than 18,
he should not see
or he was more than 40,
like
or he's between 18 and 40.
So the
practice was
the only reason is why he
that
said
if the committee decided
that
a certain person was only 16. So even if it was shown later on,
it's because he was sure that he's 18 enough.
That he was 22.
So
I'm making it.
So
that was the final decision. That was the final decision. So they decided everything on the basis of the guess that was taken by that committee. Now, a similar procedure took place in those years.
What
so in other words, they determine the rate of taxes on the basis of the number of residents in a certain city.
So
but they didn't count up the inhabitants. That involved too much work to count the residents. So they used to send the chief. And he used to come to the city. So he would walk out in the street. So if he saw a number of people in the street, so he decided, there's so many residents. You see in the street? So
he
didn't bother going to the houses. But
he was
if, let's say, the chief, when he came to the city, and in the streets, he saw just a few people in the streets, one here, one there, not many. He didn't see many Jews congregating in the streets. So then he decided that he has to, the rate of taxes, he has to be low. So the melee,
in other words,
so when if he saw the chief coming, the missionary coming with
money,
and if he saw that number of
communities
who were standing in the street, so he knew that he'll see, let's say, 50,000
homies
in the street, so then he'll put down a very high rate of taxes. So what did he say to the
Ramonos?
Now, so he said, that was, he's
in
that in effect meant
he's
as
I said,
that,
so
that
then I am
the chief
so
is in the city.
To be
so they should go into the houses and the chief would come to the houses because he didn't care
if he
how many Jews were in the houses. He based his decision upon the number of people he saw
in the
street.
So in other words, when can you argue when they argue at the basis
you saw all the people, not only the Chachamim, not Rabbanim in the street. So he was afraid to say to them,
and they don't know.
Hashem explained that because among the Rabbanim, he was sure that there wouldn't be one Rosh
that each one
would pass.
It's on the basis of the guest. So let's say,
one
Moshe
said, one color person who might pass. So he was afraid to tell
how
them,
could he, how could he have to be a
so
I know, I'm sure, I can swear.
And
so
Clemens
says, no,
I
can see that he's not in Russia. He just knows not in Russia.
The chief came.
So really, so it's not that each one is absolutely certain.
It will be reported.
Personal observation.
He won't have anything against Abu Yitzhak Zera.
On the basis of a yes.
Not his apple, you know,
they
like
to
have holy for mom.
Even though
so
they don't know it on the basis of observation.
The father
just
on
the basis of a yes.
Most before that, the son, the son will be slaughtered before the father.
So
in other words, so in effect, they
believing
that
ladies in Ossia, he was not
exorbitant and
certain.
So
he was not
afraid lest an initial Amile will be poor. Because
he
was
almost
the chief
so because
the city,
of that yeah,
he will be very happy to
so
hear.
So that means
I mean
when
that
he was becoming
that, the Jews, they will have to pay taxes if not. So if father would be slaughtered for the son and the son would be slaughtered for the father. But he was afraid to tell the Jews, you hide the other. If he saw
each one was a Jew because of the guest.
So he was not afraid lest one of them would
So
he told them, he spelled out,
so he wasn't sure what he understood.
But if he saw other people, he didn't know there might be one person who might master. And he told the Jews to hide, to evade the taxes.
So he intimated to them
that he is innocent, that the chief is coming. By saying, so they all hid in the hopes. And they knew that if the chief knew Jews, he himself wasn't certain. Now, so Melee is not
according to the meaning of Gislamech.
So it's because not that he wasn't because
but
here there was no
avail of Avrochas HaMechet
because
under
they were only supposed to pay the kind of tax that was
because
imposed
he thought
but
that he
the chief
that
determined the
that
rate
he's not in order
according to the number of Jews he saw in the
to the mere security.
So there was Avrochas HaMechet because if he saw just
he's not in order
so he determined.
So he imposed the relative law tax.
If he saw many Jews assembling in the street, so he imposed the relative law tax. So by telling them to hide in their homes, he was not afraid. He only manipulated the chief should impose a relative law tax rather than a relative high tax. So he didn't involve much needed of Avrochas HaMechet.
A day that's all. So that's why. But had he known that there might be difficulty,
so the chief came, so he said,
only money, he wouldn't have said it.
So he said,
so there is no one from whom to collect
the many taxes. So he imposed the very law tax.
It's an old thing.
So in other words, he was so scrupulous. He did not want that the Jews in that city should have to give the taxes to the Jews. So before he died, He had to collect a sum of money because he thought he would have to give a small amount. But then he was able to satisfy the chief collector with the rest of the money for the person from whom he took it at first. So he had it that before he died, he mentioned. Remember to return this sum of money to that person. Because at first I took it from him there. Because I thought that the chief collector will not be satisfied with his less. But then it turned out that I was able to satisfy him with his smaller amount. So maybe this has to be restored. So remember,
of the nether that he makes, of the commitment he makes. But even at the time when a person makes a nether, he is not 100% certain of the commitment he makes, because there is still
a remote possibility in his mind, subjectively, there is a remote possibility in his mind that he's not even making an error of Nizires. Now, Ruvein, who feels, who is almost sure that Levi is in Ozir, and because of that he says, Harini Nozir im Levi Nozir. So he is not 100% certain that he is Mishayev, is Mikabel upon himself, Nizires. So if subjectively there is a Sofik in his mind, so the Neder is not Chal. Shall a Sofik in Echot men Nozir, shall a Sofik om Advor of Tchil. What's the story? There is no story, it's Exas HaKosov. So if it's Exas HaKosov, you can't ask any kashes against Exas HaKosov. But it's Exas HaKosov in Nozir. What bearing does it have on his Chayves? So Teisve says in the first portion, V'yeish Leima, the Mikol Mokim, that's the Rivon Shite, the Mikol Mokim Nilaf Menei Baal. No kashes, Tzialfus. No commitments. I mean, we couldn't say it, but it's Tzialfus. So in other words, so there is the Alfuse that we learn out all commitments from Kabbalah's Neder. Kabbalah's Neder is a commitment, and Ischaives is a commitment. I mean, so we learn out Ischaives from Neder. It's not Isvore, it's Exeres HaKosu. And what Exeres HaKosu is Mikabel and Neder, and subjectively, he's not sure that is Mikabel the Neder, which it looks that he's Mikabel upon himself. But subjectively
he's not certain. So the Isri Shvi's were not Isri Shvi's, but Mishirob Mamtzi Mo Islani, Balvani Basu, Maise. So the Isri Shvi's themselves became Isri Shvi's. So Chozol Eima, Echotev, Psu.
Because over there, Mirzaz is like Haknoim, like Isri Shvi's.
Hai Mishirob Anos, Hai Mishirob Atakor, Meboilei. El Mishirilo Yehudim, Echotev, Echotev, Psu. Mishiroba,
And the counter,
now, what does it mean?
The effect is the way he said it.
Kach v'kach kurim nasod lishon.
And he so based Melech was entitled upon that
to get a certain so fraction of the kwa.
But it is Exeres HaKosu.
And then, in other words, and suppose there is no kwa. Kuku zero b'shvitz. Why was Rabbi Yana and Matia then to work on
shvitz?
So Rashi doesn't explain that there was
two
rachmanes. Let's say if Achalach had forced, in other words, he could mamish kill me.
Because the reason Rashi doesn't explain it.
Kuku zero b'shvitz. Shvitz b'shvitz 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 b'shv
And then he changed his mind.
So the Poskim mentioned
there was no Gmiras Da'at.
This Rashi and this Rashi Nitkot.
When he made the commitment, he immediately labored.
There is a Rashi in other places too, I think.
But here,
which indicates that Rashi passed
mistaken notion.
That Kedusha Shnio, even Kedusha Shnio is Kicholi Shai
Torah.
Below
when he made the commitment, he wasn't sure
the Rambam among them.
He's really
mistaken. So what does he ask? Dusha Visheino is Kicho Vishai Torah. But Dusha Shnio is Kicho Vishai Torah. But the Arutau Visheino, who asks him that the things that even Dusha Shnio is Kicho Vishai
Torah. Below Kicho Vishai
Torah. So all of us, all of us know Dusha Torah.
It's not a smart
point to Rashi.
Not because
Rashi smashed him up, but that the sheet of
because after all, here we cannot say he was laboring
the
impact of a mistake. He was
not a mistake.
So your knows is Machiav that.
So in Dusha Shnio, the Shilat HaKoi, the Dusha Shnio is Kicho Vishai Torah.
I mean that chances that the Adol is no Dusha Shnio are just as great as the Shilat HaKoi.
That doesn't mean that the Shema HaKoi is right.
So that means
the Shema HaKoi is still in the fact that it's
Nidol.
So it belongs. That when that he the Knesset Yisrael is tithing to, and that the Knesset Yisrael is tithing since the days of Avraham Avinu.
So
the Shema
was subjectively when he made his chayves, he was
besotted. So the Shema is like Smichel,
so we learn how he
is now Israel. So now is even now is when I said that could be Smichel. If we wait. If
so
we
it's
had,
altogether different than
if we
so
still had
the Tshek of Yom but it's
of
not the other thing of Asmar, the Rashi
is
the same Moshe
Asmar. These are told in Kedusha
Asmar.
So
but
Kedusha Asmar, according to Rashi, the Balat Rumor, the Tri Agro, there is no Kedusha Asmar.
Let's
because
Kedusha
Shnio is Kicho Vishai to Rashi.
So it sounds very strange.
So now, only with Rabbonon it's mechuyev in the mitzvah of his parents. With Rabbonon, it's certainly mechuyev in the
one can
even though it's like Kishlo Sibari, but with Rabbonon, it has Dushit.
So,
it has Dushit.
According to Rabbonon,
so since the Achayim,
so
the Misashmiz, with Manazim is only
Rabbonon,
so Rabbi Yamai was muttering, Kimachis Rabbi Yamai, Puko Viziru
Bishmiz,
Mishur,
so it's a mishumadim.
So Rashi says, "Shmiz the Rabbonon."
Yodu ish the ben zochor.
What does he say?
Yodu ish the mikayivo.
Now let's see what he says. Mishavu anosim. So my new anule.
Yodu ish the ben.
Teva mishumadule
because according to Rabbanan there is a special process of course.
They were supposed to pay taxes. So mishumadule itil lachis chilisraya to have the isur mit reis.
So shall asofi in echad nozir shall asofi oma.
So thesis assumed that there was no base in the kasha. Certainly thesis assumed that there was no sacrilegious.
So, in other words, there was the
that every one of us did a certain fraction of the
ground
to the
house. So if
but
one says
no,
it should follow.
But that is according to
Rabbanan,
he didn't.
If someone
have any
quarks,
so he was
punished.
So maybe how could Rabbanan be
made? So
how could Rabbi Yana be
so of course, so
the Shleima, the Meire, the Shvim, and the Azed Rabbah.
Was. So he's not
Shvim, and the Azed Rabbah.
But according to Rabbah, even if it doesn't matter. Teis
Ves, in Git,
whether the Ezt is Yom the Ben or Was,
with the Azed Rabbah,
and he says,
Memele, Rabbi Yana, he was Matia because of Shleima. So Yisrael Rabbah, he can be Matia, the Shvim Shleima. So since the Shvim says, so the Chachom Amat. So it's similar to Rashi's
Pshat.
Rashi also says because it's the Rabbon. Shvi is Nazed Rabbon. The Bottle of Bishesorot, but Rashi emphasizes why is it the Rabbon? Because Bottle of Bishesorot. So it's Mashma from Rashi. It's Mashma from Rashi that the Kedusha
is this night. Different
it's much more from Rashi that the
Kedusha,
that the Kedusha,
so in other words, so we have
the
Kedusha
is
possible between a
Kedusha is possible, but from Teisves
to an objectively determined
from Teisves,
Tesis doesn't say
but
the bottle
subjectively he doesn't know.
Why? Because Tesis she
is not 100% sure.
Probably
subjectively
is
not sure.
Shy at all.
Let's say.
So maybe Tesis couldn't say because bottle pushes off.
And then Levi comes back.
So why is it Rabbanon? Because
objectively it's determined whether Levi is in order.
Bishtei Shmid is a cause of Medad.
It's only
is there a
Gemara
subjectively
it's not determined.
No one
in woman's mind, it's not 100%.
Bishtei Shmid is a
cause of Medad.
Bishtei Shmid is a cause of
Medad.
Shmita.
So in such a case,
so
is respect to something that is
so
objective
that this man,
except that the one who makes the name of Israel, subjectively, he doesn't know. He's not certain. You know, there's a guess. So then we say, there's a Xerasakosu.
Now,
this is a very cool.
Hillel was misakin
the
what was your shema?
Now, Shmite
cancels
in other words, even at
the
time
so,
when the person
Hillel was misakin the
that so, if
so,
the Maul,
he
makes it a
relation,
subjectively in something,
he says before Bez,
in respect to an objectively determined fact, so then,
so then, even
though it turns out that he wants to help, he's not
another. So then, the debt is not kept. So then, the Ma'orah is in. If he executes in such a declaration, so then the Ma'orah has the right, Talpidin, to collect the debt after the Shabbat.
But and right, then there is no Shabbat.
So the Gemara is the Kashe.
So then we cannot say
that
he was the Shabbat as today.
So the Reise,
that
is kept. So
he was not Bishabik as the Countess of
the Malve.
He was absolutely aware of the Countess of
the
Malve. But
so is he
it was at that moment, at the time, he made a letter. So objectively, it wasn't determined as whether his wife was birth before or not.
It's an Isser of.
But
is
so that means, so it doesn't mean that he's
but is he very right? So the Puzbu was
misakin
the Puzbu.
But objectively it wasn't
Hillel. I said, either he's a it's not a so because at that point there is a Machlekes
Hashem.
Most
Hashem
holds that Shmita is canceled the debt. In other words, when one
chicken
suppose
his wife
so the debt is null and void.
He knows that
there is no shibud.
But he doesn't know.
But there is a shibud. So according to the Shemi, if someone is involved
with the debt
without the consent of the
relation,
you collect the debt from the Shmita,
and then it will turn out
because there is no chesmeil. The Shita of
Yireim
is so
called.
The Shita of Yireim is
the
Shmita does
not
cancel the debt. It's not
except that he didn't know what that means. When he took the next
day, he was in the mitzvah.
In
comment upon the Malveh to be
Mishameh.
If he's not Mishameh, so he's Mevatlanes. And if he collects, he's ever allowed.
According to Rashi,
it's but not that it's automatically canceled.
It's special.
But most Rishonim
hold
Shmita automatically cancels the debt. So, if it cancels the debt, so if the Malveh, after the Shabbat,